We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines at the bottom of Ches and Beis, the two dots. It said in the Mishnah that there were two pails on top of the Mizbeach, one was for Yayim, one was for Mayim, and on Sukkot they had Nisach HaMayim every day. And the Tzedukim did not hold to this. So Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara elaborates on the Maisa of our Mishnah. There's one time at Stuki who didn't believe in Nisach HaMayim, so he had the job in the Avodah and the Mishmikdash to do Nisach HaMayim. He goes up to top of the Mizbeach, and instead of pouring it into the pail that went down into the Mizbeach, he poured it on his legs. Nisach HaGavi Raglov. And the people realized what's going on. And everyone stoned him with their Esroigim. And that day, Nifkema Karen HaMizbeach, the corner of the Mizbeach got chipped. And if the Karen HaMizbeach gets chipped, the Mizbeach is possible to use. And as it gets chipped from Esroigim is a soft fruit. So Rashi speaks out, Nifkema Karen HaMizbeach says, Aydei HaVonim Shezarkoboy. They also threw stones at him. It wasn't only Esroigim, they threw stones also. And when they threw the stones, part of the corner of the Mizbeach got chipped. The Via Bulsha Melech, they took like a fistful of salt or sasmu, and they try to fix up the corner as well. That wouldn't help being make a kashal avoda because it's not really a good band-aid. It's all is like a band-aid. It's not really fixed the mizbeach. El peshal yirum mizbeach pogum. So this did it. The mizbeach shouldn't look like it's missing. It didn't look nice, but the mizbeach was possible until they fixed it. What's the reason mizbeach is possible? So kol mizbeach she'ein loy kevesh. Any mizbeach that's missing its ramp. Like Karen, the corner, the Mizbeach is shaped as 9 amas high, and then on each corner is a 1 amma high corner. So any Mizbeach missing the Kevesh or the Karen, v'lo Yisoy is missing the Yisoy, v'lo Rebu, or it's not 100% square, the halacha is Pasul La'avoida. The halacha is, it's Pasul La'avoida. Rashi explains, because all these things say HaMizbeach, and that makes that it's Ma'akev. So therefore, if it's missing part of the Karen, it's possible avoida. Reza Rehuda ima afa soiviv. Not only the Yisoid, Revua, Kevesh, and Karen, also the soiviv. Because the pasuk says, Karkoiv hamizbeach. And according to Rabbi Rehuda, Karkoiv means the soiviv. But the Rabban, Tanakama, Rashi explains, holds Karkoiv is not the soiviv, which is not that indentation that it's 5 amas up on Sodom Mizbeach. It's the Karkoiv is the pictures that were carved out in the side of Mizbeach. So the Rishash speaks out, should come out with Rashi that the Karkav al Kapanim is Ma'akev, because it's Karkav on Mizbeach. Ayin Shami has a discussion about that. The Rambam doesn't bring down anything, neither Soiviv or Karkav. But Kapanim, what's the Gaya to us is that, I'm just bringing from here, that the Karen HaMizbeach that was chipped made the Mizbeach possible. Now we're going to talk about the Shisim. Now, they had these two pails that were on top of the Mizbeach, had a little bit of a spout. When they poured the water in, or the wine in, it dripped out and then went into holes that were on top of the Mizbeach, on the roof of the Mizbeach. They were called Shisim. Now, how deep did the Shisim go? We'll talk about and how deep, who made the Shisim, because it went into the Shisim through the Mizbeach, and then it landed on the floor of the Beis Mikdash, and it might have gone into holes over there as well. Omer Rav Barba Chanam Vechram, Shisim Mesheshes Meyabreshes Nivru. These tunnels, these little holes that caught the water, and the wine that were under the Mizbeach, connected the makam of the Nesachim, Rashi says, which means it was lined up with the hole that where the Nesachim went down, top of the Mizbeach, those Shisim were created in Meshesh Shmei Bereshis. Shadam, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is Shir HaShirim, it says in the Pasuk, Chamukei Yerichayich K'moy Chaloim, My say they amans. Pasuksha means is that your thighs are hidden, and they are like ornaments that were made by a craftsman. But we're touching like this. Kamukir rechai chelo hashisim. These are the holes that are underground that are hidden. Kamoy chaloim shemechaloim v'yard matayim. They tunnel down until the tahayim underground. The Maisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, B'Kvayit V'Atzmai, made these Shisim, Meshesh Shmei Bereshis. Tanah Berei B'Shmal, another Makar, another source, that it was created b'sheshes v'reshes. It says in the pasuk b'reshes, it always stands for. I think b'reshes ala baroshes. Hashem created these shisim. These shisim are so important that the first word in the Torah is being meramez to these shisim. Tanya, and we see from there that Hashem created the shisim. Tanya, shisim mechulalim v'yard v'atahayim. Rav Yossi says that these holes went all the way down until the tahayim, until the bottom, until the core of the earth. Shenemar says in the pasuk, this is a pasuk where Yirmiyahu is giving, Yishayahu is giving Musa to Klal Yisrael, and he's saying, Ashirun Ali Adidi, Shiras Doidi Likarmai. Hashem made a beautiful vineyard for his people. Kerem Hayal Adidi Bekerem Ben Shemen. He made him a Keren in a very beautiful place, which is Eretz Yisrael, which is very, it's the most shamayindiga place in the whole world, which means it's the most luscious place in the whole world. Vayaz Keu, which means that he cleaned out all the, he fortified the whole place. He built fortified cities. Vayasal Keu, he cleared out all area from rocks. That means Rashi says he pina umaisipneim, he got rid of all the nations that were there. Vayitaeum, and he planted a soirek, which means a branch, a vineyard, and we'll see what that means in a second. He built a tower inside it. And even built a bar where the wine will go down. That means the Beis HaMikdash. That means he built the Beis HaMikdash. That's Mizbeach, which is a tall structure. What's these holes, these ditches, this bar where he built that had the wine inside, that's the shisim. That's the shisim. Eilah shisim. So you see from here that we had shisim. How do you know atahayim? Much exactly. It's a little bit of an aura. It starts with atahayim. You don't really see from this pesuk about atahayim, but Tais does speak out that this Bryce is arguing on the first two man the Amrim. Because mashma over here, just like we know that the mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash was built. Aydei Bnei Adam, people built it. The same thing, the Yekev Chatzavai, which is a Shisim, was also built Aydei Bnei Adam. That's what Tosfos speaks out. And Tosfos brings down the Gemara later on, Taka says, David Kara Shisim. David HaMelech dug these Shisim, these holes in the ground. Well, what are the article types, the word Shisim? How do they say the word Shisim?
Shisim.
So they dug these holes in the ground. The David HaMelech dug these holes in the ground. Al Kapanim, it comes out if you tell you it's machlokes with. The first Gemara says it's Mishesh Shmei Bereshis, and according to this man the Omar, it was the same thing that the Mizbeach was built in the ground. But Al Kapanim, from this Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is bringing that they went all the way down, like just like a Yekev Chatzav boy, which means he dug a ditch into the ground. So you see, it went Ad HaTohayim. Tanya, Amar Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik, a little bit different shita about these shisim. Tanya, Amar Elazar Rav Tzadik, Lul katan hoye ben kevesh l'mizbeach, b'maravoy shel kevesh. So the Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik says like this: we know between the kevesh was the ramp, was attached. It looked like it was attached to the mizbeach, but it wasn't. There was a space in between, and it wasn't one piece. In between the kevesh and the mizbeach, that is where the wine and water dripped. That means they did it, the pouring on the corner of the Mizbeach, but inside the Mizbeach, there were these holes, and that holes ended up in between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, and that's where the wine dripped, and it didn't go on the ground. It sat on the Ritzpah in between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. It wasn't visible because it was in between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. And the Mizbeach itself is 16 amos wide. This was on the west side of the Kevesh, the west 8 amos of the Kevesh, in between the Mizbeach and the Kevesh. That is where the wine ended up. V'achas shivim shana, once every 70 years, Pirchei Kahuna Yerdim L'sham, the young Kahanim who could fit in there, used to go down there, and used to clean out the area. U'malach the Misham Yayin, he took the Yayin out. And it was Yayin Karu Shadom L'Gul Yedvela. The wine had got congealed till it was similar to a Gul Yedvela, which is a hard rock of figs. After 70 years of sitting there, it was hard stuff, that wine. And they took the wine out, and they were to go burn it. They went and burned it. So according to this Madiyama, obviously, there are no shisim because it stopped over here on the floor. This Madiyama argues on the whole idea of shisim. So what do they do with their wine? So they locked them in Sham Yayin. They went and burnt it inside the Azara. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, when it comes to Nesachim, which is this Yayin, pouring the Yayin, but Kodesh HaSeich, Nesach Sheikhar LaShem. That's what the Pasuk says. And we darshan. Kishem, Shenesuchai Vekedusha, just like when you do the pouring of the wine, you do a Vekedusha on top of the Mizbeach, Kach Sreifasa Vekedusha. The Sreif is also Vekedusha. Now, Zog Demara, my Mashba, where do you see anything about burning the Nesachim? It says, you have to pour the wine in the Kodesh. What do you say anything about the Sreifa? Amravina, Ase Kodesh Kodesh. Ksiv hacha ba Kodesh Asech Nesach. V'ksiv hacha, the Pasuk says, V'sarafta asa noisa ba'esh, lo yecha Kodeshu. Also, it's lost in Kodesh, but it lost by the halacha of Sreifa as noisa. So you see, it's din Sreifa. Now we're darshaning that just like the Nesucha is Bekdusha, it's also Bekdusha. So like upon him, you see from this Pasuk, there's a mitzvah Sreifa. And Rashi speaks out, so you see from here, there's a mitzvah, according to Lezer and Yaakov at least, there's a mitzvah to take out Lezer and Sadek. Lezer and Sadek, there's a mitzvah to take out the wine and burn it. It's a mitzvah Sreifa, it's a mitzvah Hitzah and Sreifa. So Akaponim, we have here a Shita holds that the wine and the water on the same vein did not go down into the underground, into the Shisim. It stayed on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, stuck between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, and every 70 years they took it out and burnt it. I saw in a Sefer that was the Meirer, that L'chayr, once you say now it's a Chiv, it's a Din Sreifa, it's a Mitzvah Sreifa, why do you wait every 70 years? You should have done this more often. It's a Mitzvah, you do a Mitzvah once every 70 years, and it stays with the Aura. It's a little bit of Aura, why you have to wait, once it's a Mitzvah, why you have to wait 70 years? Back upon him, we have him, Achlak HaZor HaSadik and the Rabbanah. So Gemara says, Keman Ozla, who is this following Braisa like? Is it like Rav Loza Barab Tzadok, or is it like the Rabbanim? Keman Ozla. Ha, the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. Nesachim betchila mayalim behen. Nesachim, before you pour it, there's dim me'ila, because it's sarki gevaya, it belongs to Hekdesh, it's going to be a carbon. So betchila mayalim des me'ila. Yardu l'shisim. Once it goes down into the shisim, ain mayal and bam, there's no me'ila. So we have here a Mishnah that says like this. Nesachim, before you pour it, it's me'ila. After it goes to the shisim, ain mayal and bam. So what I want to say, maybe lema or lezer at tzadiki. It must be lezer at tzadik. The rabbanon, hanachs all the time. This Mishnah can't be rabbanon. Why? Because after you finish pouring it, it's gone. You're not going with a submarine on the ground there and getting it. So it must be this Mishnah, as Lezer Tzadik says, it was on the surface. So well, no, I can say in Rabbanon. Fill it in Rabbanon, but the iklet. When you pour it into the pails, it drips out of the pails onto the Mizbeach. So you caught it before, and it goes from the Mizbeach onto the floor, into the Shisim, into the holes. So you caught it before it went into the Shisim. That's the case. And they were telling us that the Me'ila is only before you pour it. Once you pour it, the mitzvah is done, there's no me'ila. The word's kasha was, the fear of bondage, how do you get it? Yeah, you stopped it before it went into the shisim that went on the ground. V'yigadamri, someone said the opposite way. Lame rabbani, v'lo lezer rab tzadok. Maybe it's dafka the rabbani, not v'lozer rab tzadok. The rab lozer, if it's rab lozer, see, even after it goes to the shisim, which according to rab lozer means the floor of the next to the mizbeach, the floor of the mikdash, so even lozer and tzadok, it's still a Bekedusha. Why? Like Rashi explained, you still have to do a Sreifa. You're still missing some of the mitzvah. So why is it not Me'ila? It must be according to Rabbanon. Because there's another difference between Rav Lazar and Rav Tzadok. Besides the difference how deep it goes, according to Rav Lazar and Rav Tzadok, there's a mitzvah Sreifa. According to Rabbanon, there's no mitzvah Sreifa. So here it says there's no Me'ila after you pour it. That must be Rabbanon, not Rav Lazar and Rav Tzadok, because Rav Lazar and Rav Tzadok is still a mitzvah to be done. Lame Rabbani, Blood Lazarus Sadak, dear Lazarus Sadak, Katavik Shai, Kaimi Self do Sreifa. Everything more, no. I feel the Tamer Lazarus Sadak, still, Ilicha Dava, Shinase Mitzvah, so I'm Moyal and Boy. And Rashi explains the Iker Mitzvah is the Nesach, is the pouring it. And since the Iker Mitzvah was done, there is no din of Me'ila, because even though you still have to do Mitzvah Sreifa, there's no Me'ila for that. The Iker Mitzvah was done, therefore there's no Me'ila, so this Mitzvah could be even fear of Lazarus. The feet of second loss. And both the sons hold the goal, both on the arm, and the child is what we started with. First, Lashon started off thinking is dafka of Elazar because Vira Rabbanan is not here anymore. That's more answers the Ikma. The second Lashon said maybe it's the Rabbanan, not Elazar of Tzaddik, and because Elazar of Tzaddik is still to do a mitzvah. No, that since the Ikma mitzvah was done, there is no Meila anymore.